Some other business news. The shoe retailer DSW has reached an agreement with the government. And the deal yesterday settled charges that lax security at the company left more than 1 million consumers open to fraud. The agreement is part of increased government enforcement following a string of break-ins to computer databases, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Last April, DSW announced that hackers had broken into a database holding credit card information on 1.4 million customers. The Federal Trade Commission investigated to see whether DSW was negligent. Now the FTC's Jessica Rich says the company has admitted it should have done a better job.
DSW failed to provide reasonable security for sensitive customer information, and that includes credit card, debit card, and checking account information, and that as a result, they had their information compromised.
The FTC complaint includes a laundry list of sloppy security practices. DSW allegedly took customer information off of credit cards, then stored it in files that could be accessed through a commonly known password. Even worse, according to the FTC, DSW apparently took a special security code that's stored on each card's magnetic stripe and stored it right next to customers' names and addresses. Jessica Rich says that information made the hacker's job very easy.
If you get the information, it enables you to actually create cards, counterfeit cards that appear genuine in the authorization process.
Fake credit cards were used to rack up charges on the accounts of DSW customers. In agreeing to the settlement, DSW spokesman Chaz Withers says the company is not fessing up to all of the FTC's charges.
But I think what we did agree with was working with them to make some changes that we've done over the past number of months, investments in our IT infrastructure and security.
DSW has agreed to let an outside firm audit its security measures and will report the results to the FTC over the next two decades. The settlement follows a similar agreement with big box retailer BJ's Wholesale Club in June, where a data theft allowed millions in fraudulent charges. Also in June, a credit card processor named Card Systems lost data from 40 million account holders and admitted it made similar security errors. Aviva Leitan of Gartner Research says this shows that many companies who own a lot of information don't know how to protect it.
This is very typical. It's all too typical because retailers especially are not in the business of security.
Congress is considering different legislative approaches to stem the tide of information thefts. Many consumer advocates believe that enforcement actions like the DSW agreement show that the Federal Trade Commission already has the power to punish sloppy companies. But it may also show that the agency finds it easiest to act after the data is already out the door. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.